Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The top story right now in the league is that the Cowboys, they do not have a head coach. They have let the contract expire with Mike McCarthy, and he is now a free agent. That means the Dallas Cowboys do not have a head coach. RJ, I know I want to talk to you about the Dallas Cowboys, but I'm not crazy, right? I've never seen a scenario where an official came over to the sideline to talk to a player the way we saw in the Bills and Broncos game this weekend. Have you ever seen that before?
I haven't. I haven't seen anything like that. I mean, it happens, like, you know, you'll see officials talk in other sports to the players, but it's on the field, never like coming over to the sideline, going to the bench in an NBA game, so going to the dugout in baseball. So, no, I haven't seen anything like that.
It was absolutely crazy. It blew my mind. I thought I was, like, seeing something. Then I started seeing it on social media. I was like, wait, no, this actually happened. It blew my mind. All right, I want to get your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks a lot for joining us today with this breaking news story. Give us the 411. What happened here in Dallas? Because there was a report that a team tried to trade for Mike McCarthy, and then the Cowboys blocked the trade, but now they're just going to let his contract expire? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but nothing here makes sense. Nothing here ever makes sense. Not with the current the regime they have. Look, I think at the end of the day, Jerry looked around the league, didn't think any of the candidates were an upgrade. So he was like, all right, I guess I'll just stick with Mike. But then what he was going to do was wait this thing out to the last minute, hoping Mike would just take whatever lowball offer they were going to give him. Jerry wanted to. He talked in the last press conference he gave about an incentive-laden deal, which that's not something you give to a coach who's been coached for 20 years, right? It's like that's something you do for a first-timer. And, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the numbers are just off from a year standpoint. Mike, I'm sure, wanted what a normal coach gets, which is 4 or 5 years. And Jerry probably wanted to do a 1 or a 2 year deal. And that was just a non-starter for McCarthy.
RJ, how do you think Cowboys fans are going to remember Mike McCarthy's time in Dallas?
Oh, that's a good question. A successful failure, like, you know, they won 12 games 3 years in a row. Like, that's not nothing. Like, that's nothing to sneeze at. But they didn't get the job done. You know, he did not do what he was brought here to do, which was go beyond what Jason Garrett got them to. Jason Garrett got them to the second round of the playoffs. So did Mike. Mike didn't get him beyond that. Is that a little arbitrary that it's just like, you know, you have to get to this round? Sure. But, I mean, it's just the way it is. It's football. So, it wasn't a bad tenure. It was better than the previous one. It was better than Jason. It was better than Wade. It was better than Parcells. But at the end of the day, it wasn't enough.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy for a couple of minutes. The top story in the National Football League is that the Cowboys have decided to move on from Mike McCarthy. If you had to take a look inside the short list on who the Cowboys' next head coach would be, who would be on that list? I'm guessing Ben Johnson from the Detroit Lions would be on that list, but they're about to start their playoff push here. Who would you say is on the short list for the Cowboys?
You know, honestly, from what Jerry has told us, and this is what he was talking about when they moved on from Jason, they were hiring Mike. He wants a coach that has coached in the NFL as a head coach. He doesn't want someone to what he said, and we were talking about Lincoln Riley at the time, learning on the job. He didn't want someone learning on the job. I don't think Ben Johnson's in play here. I don't even think it's an option. Like, for Jason, based on what Jerry has talked about, the things he has said in the past, I think Kellen Moore would be, even though he's in the same boat, Jerry would view it as he discovered him. This is all about, you know, credit for Jerry. This is going back to Jimmy Johnson. He wants the credit. He wants the credit for discovering someone. So if you're looking down that road, it's Jason Witten, it's Kellen Moore. I think there's, if you want to go the other route where it's like a former NFL head coach, I would not surprise me if John Gruden wasn't the coach next year.
I actually don't know if that's a bad suggestion for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't love it. I'd much rather go get a 30-something and 40-something, but he seems like somebody that would definitely excite Cowboys fans.
Yeah, he would. I mean, like, but there's baggage with him. There's no doubt about it. But if any organization could get away with it, it's this one, because this one doesn't care about outside PR. They just don't care. Like, they operate in their own mom and pop world. But yeah, it's like, you know, I would much prefer the young hotshot. But again, I don't know that Ben Johnson wants to deal with it here either. I mean, like, he wants to have an understanding of coach, GM, owner. Like, he wants that. The rumors are he's very particular about that. Well, you're not going to get that here. You're getting what you're getting here. And it's a very unique job. It's a difficult job to have to navigate through.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy for a couple more minutes here, getting his thoughts on the Cowboys as they have let Mike McCarthy go. RJ, if this had happened, let's say, 4 weeks ago, do you think that Bill Belichick is the head coach of the Cowboys?
If Bill would have taken it, Bill wants control. I don't know how that would have worked here. I know they say, and he says that, you know, he would have been able to work with them, but I don't know. I really don't. I was always wondering if Bill would actually go through with it, or if Jerry would actually go through with it. Because the thing is, you know, if Bill were to come here and win a Super Bowl, Jerry's in the same boat he's in now. He would not get the credit for the title. He wants the credit for the championship. And that's why the coaches that he's hired have either been coaches that, you know, needed a second, you know, break, like Wade, like McCarthy, or Jason Garrett, or Campo, or Chan Gailey. Parcells was here just to get a stadium. Like, that's why he hired Parcells. He needed to rebuild the team and buy a stadium. So I don't know that Bill was ever in play.
I can't imagine having an ego so big that me owning the team, the stadium being called Jerry World, isn't enough. I also need credit if the team actually wins the Super Bowl. I cannot imagine my ego being that big where I would worry about that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's a wild world we're in, man. It really is. It's like, you know, I'm not a billionaire, so I don't know what it's like to have that kind of cash and have that kind of an ego. But it's wild, but yeah, it's all about the credit. Like, he's not going to be satisfied. He wants to win, but he wants to win in his manner. He doesn't want to win. Like, he doesn't want to bring in Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson, I don't just use his name. Use his playbook, and Ben Johnson get all this credit for being the genius. And Jerry is like, well, yeah, I still don't have a title. Because nobody considers the other ones his. They call them Jimmy's.
Last thing here, RJ, and I appreciate your time. You know the question about Deion Sanders is going to come up. Is there any chance that Deion is the next head coach for the Cowboys?
You know, I think of all the college coaches, he would be the one that probably would have the most chance of being here. My question is, you know, when Deion comes here, he's the face of the organization. It's not Jerry Jones. And, you know, how much would that upset Jerry? I don't know. I think Deion's got a shot. I mean, there's obviously a relationship there. There's obviously a history there. You've got to know this franchise. I think it's a big part of it is knowing this franchise, knowing how to deal with it. You got to deal with the noise. Mike did a good job. McCarthy did a really good job handling the noise. You never heard him step out of line, say anything that was, you know, controversial or anything like that. I mean, he was pretty fantastic here dealing with everybody.
That is RJ Choppy joining us on the show today. He covers the Cowboys for 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to talk about the top stories. The Cowboys right now, America's team, they do not have a head coach. They have let Mike McCarthy's contract expire, and now he is a free agent. RJ, great stuff, man. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs.
You too, man. Thank you.